Bradford, you wanted to. We were talking just a short while ago, and you were getting on one about John Peel, and I thought this really needed to be said on air, actually, not just between me.
Yeah, well, I think I was saying to you, Mark, that lately I've been feeling. Actually, I know this is going to reveal exactly what a Anglophile I am and a music fan freak kind of person I am, but. I've been getting physically despondent thinking about how drastically things have changed in sort of the post-Peel world. The way things have gone in a totally counterproductive direction since he's passed away.
A lot of the things that have happened that aren't good for music, for want of a better phrase,
probably would have
happened if John had still been here. But I don't know
if he would have even liked my band, and I wouldn't have taken it personally if he didn't. But I'm just saying, like the fact that he was a man of position, a man of integrity, and like had this position in which he could do things. And he could play incredibly adventurous music to a lot of people. And you know, people, I don't want this to come off as elitist or in any way. I don't want it to come off with additional meaning than what I mean. It's very simple. People will appreciate adventurous things if they're exposed to it, or they will just settle into mediocrity if that's what's made available to them. You know, a lot of people will respond to what they're given, you know, the stimulus they're given. And I think, you know, having someone that would play to millions of people something is, you know, very, very strange. And, you know, I mean, he couldn't make the Undertones, the Rolling Stones, but the fact is, you know, He definitely, you know, made the playing field a little bit more even. And, you know, now, I mean, I don't know if British people realize, you know, if you go to America, it's all commercial. Mm. It's all privatized. You know, unless you're talking about like a tiny college station or something, which of course we depend on very much for support, you know.
Mm.
But they don't have a lot of wattage, they don't have a lot of pull, they don't have a lot of, and increasingly they're being taken over by, you know, NPR, things like that. They're just taking over college stations, not playing music anymore, just. Increasing their wattage. That happened in Atlanta. It was a big deal, very controversial.
Right.
The Georgia State University station just taken over by NPR. Just imperialist kind of vibes, you know? It's very,
yeah.
But, you know, you turn on the radio, you don't get, you know, everyone here seems to, you know, listen to Mark Riley and listen to the BBC, listen to BBC Six, you know? And in the US, it's just commercials.
Mm.
It's just products.
Well, I think that, you know,
it's,
I mean,
just, it smells like burning plastic over there, you know?
The world has changed so much, you know, since John died. Like I say, he wouldn't have been able to stop a lot of it, but I mean, he changed the face of music. But I also think that the worst crime in radio, if it's in music radio, any radio really, is patronizing your audience. And that's what
he never
saying.
Did that, and he never.
No.
And
no.
Also, there was a certain anti imperialist kind of vibe to what he did. Just very like, nobody told him what to play. Nobody told him how to play it.
Absolutely.
If he played liked a song, you know, he would famously play it like two times in a row that time.
Well, yeah.
You know, or three times, whatever it was, the story. Was it Undertones?
It was Undertones, yeah. It was, yeah.
Teenage Kicks, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess, you know, Eno did that lecture recently. And there was a BBC documentary recently, right?
Well,
on Peel, or was it a couple years ago?
But yeah,
I just saw it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just started thinking, like, you know what I watched on YouTube? It was This Is Your Life from, like, 1994 or 5 or 6. I don't know when it was. But it was a This Is Your Life of John Peel, you know? And what struck me was how normal of a guy he was.
He was,
he liked
yeah,
sports,
absolutely.
He liked, you know, he wasn't just like a head, you know, like a freak, you know, he wasn't just like a far out guy that, you know, a countercultural person. He was a person that could get in your living room.
Yeah, oh, he was. He was the most beautiful man. He really was. I mean, I was lucky enough to be called, you know, because he loved The Fall, and then he started playing my records when I left The Fall
as
well.
The Creepers records?
Yeah, and then, you know, I ended up being his colleague on the Radio 1, and then I ended up being his friend, you know, so I've covered all of them, and you're dead right. I mean, he's such an important character, and we salute him on a daily basis.
We were born too late, man.
Well, we're still here, aren't we? We're doing our
but
bit.
But we got you. We'll settle for that, right?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
No, I know.
You're fantastic. It's great that you're here, and it's great that the BBC 6 still exists as it does. It would be a real shame if the government were to start having commercials on the BBC right. or something, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We do a fine job, that's what I say.
We do an excellent job.
Thank you.